it.
Oh.
Sponsor Schmidt. So tonight's Chabur is sponsored by Sandy and Sid Goldschmidt in memory of Sid's mother, Kreindl Bas Meir, and Shama should have an aliyah. So we're going to skip a little bit. Last time, we learned the sugya on Daf Yutes on the days, the sugya about David HaMelech with Shaul's daughter and Palti Ben Laish. So the Gemara continues on, finishes the story of Palti ben Laish, and goes into an Agarata, a few different ways of darshan in the Pasuk, and Eshes Chayil, the top of Chafam and Aleph, Shecher, Achen, Vehevel, Ayoifi, which door is it talking about? And then the Mishnah and Afchav discusses the way that the Melech, we discussed the way that the Kohen Gadol follows the mace, if he deals with a Nifter in his family. So the Melech, if the Melech is allowed to go out and follow the Nifter, is it not covered? And then the Mishnah discusses in the last line of the Mishnah, just parenthetically, very quickly, Kishem Bevarin, so when they come to visit him and they have Sudas Avra, Kola Am Mesuban Ala Aretz, all of the nation sits on the ground, Vuhu Mesiv Ala Dargish, and he sits on some sort of stool, some sort of lower chair. So the Gemara here discusses the entire Gemara. I didn't really want to get into great detail with it. It discusses the idea, which is not nogeya bismanazeh, but was halacha bismanehem of kfiyas hamita, that in the times of the Gemara they used to flip the mattresses. So the poskim say our beds are different, and they're not made. That's part of what the shakavatari is. You know, what happens if you have a bed with, like, straps and not, you know. So I know you all wanted to discuss all the different types of beds, but we're going to say that for another time. But so that's what Gemara discusses, Kfiyas Hamita, on all these different types of beds. But what is Nogeil in Yanenu, which is fascinating, is that Rav Soloveitchik discussed on this Gemara that the reason why there's a concept by an Ovel of Kfiyas Hamita is a way of demonstrating that there's a minimization, is that the word? Minimization?
Reduction.
Yeah, but is there a minimization? Is that a word? I think
it
I made it up.
It
no?
is now.
It is now. It is now. There is a reduction. No, reduction is not the word. Minimization, we'll stick with minimization. So there's the Kodesh Baruch Hu minimized in this house the amount of Tzelem Elokim. And that's, you represent that by the bed. The bed now cannot be on the same form that it was beforehand. And that's the heker that is done. And it's not necessarily only relevant to the bed that the Ovel is sleeping on. I mean, Rasolovich pointed out that if you look through the way the Rishonim bring down this halacha, it's not just the nihug of the Ovel, but rather it's the nihug of the base Ovel. And he said that it could be nogeya. Let's say I'm right. We usually, the minig is, the halacha is preferred that you should really sit shiva in the base avil where the person acts in the base hames, the base of the niftar, and the person that, and when that's possible, that's always recommended. So Rav Soloveitchik said that if your house when the halacha of kriyas hamita was nogeya, so if your house was in that same town, there was a shaychus to me as an avil, so there would be a din on that base avil also, that there should be in my life there's a minimizing of tzelem elokim. How does this play out lemaisa? So it plays out lemaisa as a minig, that is the Rav Soloveitchik suggested. No one really knows where this comes from, but that was his suggestion, and that was classic Rav Soloveitchik, that he explained al pi halacha all the source of Orem Ar Minhagim, that all of Ar Minhagim are kedoshim and really coming from earlier sources. And he says that's the source for covering the mirrors and covering the pictures. That is a form of demonstrating Telem Elokim Bizman Hazeh. We don't have Kviyas Amita, but we can Epis show that in a little bit of a way that there's a Tzalam Elokim. So now if you translate all that, so now if you're in the same town, so even though the base, you don't think about this, but even though no one's walking into my house, and, you know, kids are going to be there, and I'm in the Beis Avel all week, but it could be, according to Soloveitchik's Cheshbon, within the same town, so maybe the mirrors should be covered also there, just like the halachas of Kviyas Amita would be that we're doing something different than we do in the house of the Avil in a regular way. Okay.
Something to do with comfort?
No, nothing to do with comfort, right. Good. It's a conversation I've had with many different Avilim, because that's one thing that they're all focused on, because that's what you do, and it's not clear where it's coming from, but Soloveitchik gave a really understandable hesver to this, that we believe that the neshama is still around, but the physical presentation, the picture of the body, that's that image of Tzelem Elokim, that's no longer around. Fine. So the Gemara goes on with the dinim of Melech as the parak continues on the halachas of Melech, and the truth is really we continuing the mode of the last year that we gave, which is really just Prakim and Tanakh, to really understand Prakim and Tanakh in light of the Gemaras that we're learning. So the Gemara says, what happened to that clock?
It's there and it's
not set.
It's better.
Okay. So can I get a watch here? We are on Chaf Amabez, the Mishnah. So Melech has the right to be Moitzi, to go out to Melchemes HaRishus. We learned about this in the first parak, that there are differences between Melchemes Mitzvah and Melchemes HaRishus. We spoke about Bizman HaZeh, that the IDF, whatever they're founded based on is based on Melchemes Mitzvah. They can't make Melchemes HaRishus. Just because they want to just decide to attack, they don't have that ability. And Milchemes Mitzvah, that was limited to a melech. It's a question, what does a melech mean? Does a melech mean a government? There is a Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs that sounds like, and Rosh Hechter quotes this La'alacha, that sounds like that melech is lav dafka. It's any government, and maybe we'll see some more sources to that. But any Jewish elected leader. But this is for sure a unique dimension that the melech has the ability to be mitzvah l'mechames rishus. So then the Mishnah just adds in, al pi bezdin shel shivim ve'echad. So if you have the Ran, I just quoted in on the other side of the Malbim. So the first Ran, on Chaf Amud Beis, the Ran says this is a deflating line in the Mishnah. You have it? It's the opposite side. You have it? Yeah, one more. So the Ran says on Chaf Amud Beis, the first one on Chaf Amud Beis, on Kuf Lamed Vav. So the Ran says, understand, Motzi Rishlam Mishra Rishos. So you tell me, Kishmak, the Melech has the ability to go to war. He can decide on his own volition to go to war. Great. Perisha Melech Yachal Ha'achnes Ha'am Lo'otzi L'mekam Chavtzo. V'zu Achas Mimailas Ha'malchus. Melech has the ability to go out to war, and that's his Milo, being a Melech. So it says the Ran, but what does it mean? Alpi Bezin Shal Ayin Ve'alef. So they can veto it. This is like, you know, a government with Donald Trump in Congress. You can't get anything done. You want to go to war, and he can, and they vote him down. Therefore, says the Ran, it can't mean that they can actually veto him. He's meshubit to whatever Bezdin Shalayin Al says. So says the Ran, that's not the way you can understand. So then the Ran leaves us hanging. So the Ran says, okay, so what does it mean, Al Pi Bezdin Shel Shevim Echad? So, Nira Lafi Ani Azdaiti, I think we quoted this B'Shaito, that Rashi in Brachas, when it quotes this din, when we learned the Gemara, that they came to Davon HaMelech HaChatzos, and they asked him, could we go to war, right? Right? Pischu B'Gdud, that we need to have Parnasa, right? And the Gemara says that they went to the Yoetz, and the Melech, and the Yoetz, and the Bezdin Shalayin Aleph. So Rashi and Brochus writes on that Gemara, why'd they go to the Bezdin Shalayin Aleph? To daven on their behalf. Not to get Rishus. So Chayr, the Ran's holding that same shot, that the Ran's holding that this is not to minimize. The Melech can go out on his own. He doesn't need this. Other Rishonim are going to say no. In Echanami, one of the votes to go to war is whether or not the Melech can go, but he also needs the vote of Bezdin Shalayin Aleph. The Ran says that can't be, because then that's not a Mila, that shouldn't be in our parak, that's not a Mila of Melech if he could be vetoed. So therefore, Chayr, the Ran's going to hold similar to Rashi in Brachas, that Rashi held it was just for davening on their behalf. Good. So the Gemara says, Tanina, Chadazimne, Ema Tzilu Melchanas Rishus Ela, Api Bezin Shalev, Shimnech. I don't understand, we already had this in the first parak. We learned this already in the first parak. So the Gemara says, I did the Tanik, Kol Mila Demelech, Tananami Motzilu Melchanas Rishus. So Gemara says, you're right. Once we were learning all the Dine Melech, we wanted to group it in the second parak of all the Dine Malchus, that he can go out to Melchanas Rishus. Good. Brand new Sugya. Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Kol Amr B'Parshas Melech, Melech Mutterbo. So Rav Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, anything that's said in Parshas Melech, Melech Mutterbo. Rav Amar Lo Nemar Parsh Zu Zu Elo La'ayim Aleim. Shneemar Son Tasim Alecha Melech, Shetehei Emasu Alecha. What the chlal is going on in this Gemara? What's Parshas Melech? What's the Ema? What's going on? So Shmuel says there's something called Parshas Melech. So Zot Rashi, Parshas Melech B'Sefer for Shmuel, Shmuel Aleph Perakhes, Benechem Neisechem Yicha Kuyotze Behem. Rav Amr Leinemer Parshat de Shmuel Elo La'ayim Aleim Shtehe Emos Malkom Aleim Aval Enem Mutter Lasis. So let's open up A Shmuel. And let's understand what's going on over here. I didn't have the psukim here, just listen for a second. Talking about people who weren't matzliach in chinuch habana. Shmuel had difficult children. And his children did not follow in his ways. They were taking bribes, they were messing up the legal system. And they gathered, Zignei Yisrael came to Shmuel. Vayomer alav, hinei ata zakanta, you're old. Uvanecha lo holchu b'derechecha, and your children are not going your ways. Ata sima lanu melech l'shofteinu kechol agoyim. Make us have a king. Vayera adover b'enei Shmuel. Shmuel is very unhappy. Kasher amru t'na lanu melech l'shofteinu v'yispal Shmuel al Hashem, and Shmuel davin towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomer Hashem al Shmuel, and Hashem said to Shmuel, Shema b'kol ha'am l'chol asher yomru eilecha. Listen to the nation. Ki lo yischa ma'asu, ki osi ma'asu mimloch aleihem. It's nothing to do with you, right? It's like, it's not about you, it's about me. So where did we get that line? We got that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that. So, you know, ma'hu rachu ma'fato rachu. Kechol amasim asher osu miyoyim alosi osomi mitzrayim v'ada yom hazeh v'yazvunu v'yavdu elohim achirim kein heima osim gamloch. They're off the derech. V'at ha-shma b'kolom. Listen to what they're saying. Ach ki hoyed toyed bohem. This is the key. But you should testify to them. You should announce to them. V'higadet alehem. And tell them. Mishpot ha-melech asher yimloch aleihem. Let them understand what it means to have a king. V'yomer Shmuel kol derech Hashem ala am ha-sholom yito melech. So he came back with the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? You want a king? This is the Mishpat HaMelech. Asher Yimloch Aleihem as Bneichem Yikoch. Can draft your children whatever he wants. V'sam Loi B'Merkavto, and they can be in his chariots. U'befroshav, and his warriors. V'rotzul Lefnei Merkavto. V'losim Lo Sari Alofim V'Sari Hamishim V'Lachrosh Harisho. He has the ability to plow his lands. V'Liktor Tziro. He has the ability to harvest. V'Lathos Klei Melchamto U'Klei Rechpo. He has the ability to take over. V'Es B'Nosechem Yikach L'Rachos L'Tabachos L'Ophos. Bakers, you know, cooks. He can take your daughters. V'Es Sedosechem, your fields. V'Es Karmechem V'Zeisechem Atoyvim Yikach Menosam La'Avodov. Vizarechem, Vicharnechem, all your vineyards, all everything, Yasser, Vinosim Osarisa Vavodov, you have to give to his kingdom. Vesavdechem, Veshubchesim, Veshamachrem, Atovim, Veshamarechem, Yikach, Vasalim Lachto. So Shmuel's presenting this whole thing, and he's saying, you really want Melech? Let me explain to you what Melech is. It means taxes. It means you're not going to have what you earn. Sonchem Yasser, Vatem Tiyulo Lavodim, you're going to be slaves. Uzaaktim Bayom Aum Lefnem Alkachem, Shevachartim Lem, Velo Yana Hashem Eschem Bayom Aum. Says the pasuk, what's the conclusion? By Yemanu Am L'Shmuel B'Kol Shmuel, they didn't want to listen. Yomer Loki Yemei Melech Yaelena, we want the king. Good. So it's not clear in this psukim is when Shmuel said this whole idea, right? He was Shmuel's response to be the retort to them requesting a melech. So now, how do we deal with that? Is that a din, or is that not a din? So that's the machloikis in our Gemara. So now you go back to the first of the wide lines in our Gemara. They're arguing how to understand the whole parak, Shmuel Aleph Perakhes. Kola Omer be Parshas Melech. That's Parshas Melech. Melech Mutterbo. So that those are dinim that are shayach taka the melech. Melech has access to all these things from the zera, from the kotzer, from the avodim, from the bonim, from the shvachos, everything. Rav Amar Loi Nemar Parshas De El La'ayim Aleim. No, this was just important in order to just instill some fear into Am Yisrael. Why? Because Rav says, because the pasuk says Shenemar Soim Tasim Alech Melech Shatei Maso Alech. What's not clear in his Machlokes Rishonim is, and according to Shmuel, that it is Nogeya, and the Melech has all access, right? Does he have access to all of Parshas Melech on just because he decides he wants something extra, he wants to make his kingdom nicer, or if he needs it for his, specifically when he needs it for the army, or he needs it for battle? Let's say Shaloi B'Shas Mochama, does a Melech have all these Heter? And that's a din amongst the Rishonim, even according to the Tzad that learns, Kol Omer Parshas Melech Melech Mutterbo, maybe that's only Letzorech Mochama, or Letzorech Va'am, but Stam, just because the Melech wants it, not necessarily going to be a Heter. But again, so Rav is disagreeing with Shmuel, and Rav's saying, it never even was true, it was just in order so that it should be Kadesh La'ayim Aleim. And so did Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso. Gimel mitzvos Yisrael v'chnisasam la'aretz la'hamid la'melech la'achrizar shalmalech v'livnos lehem beis habchira. So there's three mitzvos which we have to do, which we're probably going to discuss next week, which is that these three mitzvos that are linked to one another, which is very, very important, la'alacha, that there's a seder hadavar, and one can't be before the other. You have to be machriz zara shel ha'malik, and first you have to be mamid ha'melech, then you have machriz zara shel ha'malik, and then you can build a beis ha'mikdash. But my question is, what is v'chein ha'ya Rabbi Yehuda Omer? What's the l'shitasa? What's the v'chein? Again, the Gemara said, Shmuel was of the opinion that melech has all access. Rav is of the opinion, no, Melech doesn't have access, and the reason it was said was Kedei La'ayim Aleim. So what's the V'chein? The V'chein is that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that there's a mitzvah to be Mamed HaMelech. Which means what? Apparently there are some opinions that don't hold that there's a mitzvah to be Mamed HaMelech. As we're going to see in a second. This is a setup to the next line of the Gemara. Rab Nehurai Omer Leinema Parsha Zu Ela Kedegetaramos. What does that mean? It means this whole parsha, not only was it not to be ma'ayim aleihem, which is a tnai and a halacha in kovod malchus, right? That we learned a few weeks ago. Why can't a melech be moichel on his kovod? That there's a din som to say melech shatei masal alecha. It's constant fear. That's one of the protim of hilchos malchus. Rabbi Nehurai says no. The Pashup Shan in this Gemara is Rabbi Nehurai disagrees even with Rabbi Yehuda that said what? That said this Parsha was not telling you things that he's allowed to have access for. It was just to tell you one of the halachos of Hilchos Malchus. Was Hilchos Malchus? There should be fear in the Am for the Melech. That's crucial that the Melech should be Shetei Maso Alecha. Why does Rabbi Nehurai disagree with that? Pashup Shan in the Gemara is Rabbi Nehurai holds what? There is no mitzvah to be Mamed HaMelech in Kal Yisrael. That's the Pashup Shan in the Gemara. Now you understand the V'chein. Again, Shmuel comes out and starts out the Gemara and says what? He says, Kol Omer Pashup Melech Shmuel Aleph Parakhes Pashup Shan Melech has all access to all these entities that Shmuel introduced to the Yom. Rav said, you misunderstood the whole Parsha. That's not what the Pasuk was saying. It was just telling you one of the Hilchos of Malchus to instill fear. Kadei Shadei Moso Alecha. Because there's a mitzvah called Shom Tostim Alecha Melech. V'chein Oyer Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. And so too, there's a bright sentence, Rabbi Yehuda says, there's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? First, you should be Mamed HaMelech. Then you could deal with Amalek. Then you could build the Beis HaMikdash. So we see it's a mitzvah to be Mamed HaMelech. And that's Rabbi Yehuda l'shitaso. Oh, so I was reading the Gemara and I was saying, what is it? And who doesn't hold like that? How can you not hold like that? Rabbi Nehurai doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Nehurai holds, no, the whole Parsha was Keneget HaRamoson. What is the name Keneget HaRamoson? They were complainers. Means what? They were wrong. And Shmuel responded like that they shouldn't have asked for a melech. Poshib Shad in our Gemara is that Rav Nehurai holds there is no mitzvah to be mamed HaMelech. Aye. Rabbi, you ever open up a Parsha Shoftim? Doesn't the Pasuk say, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech? What? Oh, beautiful. So that's what the Torah is telling you, yeah. If you have kvetchers. And it's unbelievable. I don't have a chumash. We have a chumash down here. The chumash there says, paraphrasing the pasuk, v'hoya kiyah, that's not worth it. V'hoya kiyomru aleichem, when they are going to tell to you, right? Asima alai melech, placed on me a king. So the Mefarshim say, when is this referring to? This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parsha Shoftim, presenting a nevuah, what's going to exist later on in Shmuel Aleph Parakhes, which is unfortunate. Then I'm going to go in the Eitan Shana and I'm going to say, is a din called Melech. But never to exist, to create a mitzvah. And Rav Neroy holds this all connected to Aramos, and this is a busy habit. This is all not ideal. And that's the, and now, if that's the pshat, then you understand the chain. Now you understand, Rabbi Yehuda was other, okay, he wasn't as extreme as Shmuel, that he said, kol omer parshas melech, melech mutterbo. But he still holds that there's a mitzvah of malchus. So now we have to ask ourselves two questions. Number one, according to Shmuel and according to Rabbi Yehuda, why was Shmuel upset? What was the problem? Because if they're holding, and it's a vechein, and there's a mitzvah, so adrabo, so Shmuel should be very happy. Number two, why did it take so long to do this mitzvah? Why are we waiting till Shalom Melech to do this mitzvah? We've had many years that we could have fulfilled the mitzvah in Parsha Shoftim. Number three, why does it say Ki Yomru Aleichem? Akadosh Baruch Hu was mitzvah in Malchus. We should do it. We should do it right away. A lot of kashas over here. From the Roy, it makes a lot of sense, but we can't accept that. And the Rambam does not hold like that. The Rambam holds that, number one, the Rambam holds that there's a mitzvah to be mamed a melech, so him to us a melech a melech, like many Rishonim hold. But I want to tell you right now, our mahalach that we're saying this Gemara is definitely true amongst some Rishonim, because I'll tell you right now, the Ibn Ezra and the Avarban El Paskin, that there is no mitzvah to be mamed a melech. So where did they come from? They came from Sanhedrin, from Mavis. They obviously learned it was a machlokes in the Gemara. And that's the way the V'chein comes out. They're paskening like Rav Neroy. And it was only connected to Ramosim. And that's the way they read Navi Shmuel. That's the way. That's the whole Pasha Pshat. The basics of the story. It was taka a bad thing. And there is no mitzvah.
How does the Rambam read?
So how does the Rambam read? So the Rambam deals with this. Rambam Hilchos Melachim says, Kol Omer Parshas Melech, Melech Mutterba. I'm not even going to read all of it to save time. He goes through all the different din in Perek Dalet of what he's allowed to take. We'll come back to Perek Dalet in a second. I asked Eitan, how's the Rambam going to read the story of Shmuel? Right? He's clearly paskening like the first day in Shmuel. I don't have kashas on him from Rav Neroy because he's paskening like Shmuel. He paskens the biggest kula. Aye, but he has to explain away. He has to explain away Shmuel, Navi Shmuel. So the Rambam, Minoy Melech Perek Aleph Alacha Beis in Hilchos Melachim. Minoy Melech Koydim Lelachemes Hamalech. Shnemar Oisi Shalach Hashem LeMashpach LeMelech. Atalech LeYikises Hamalech. Me'acher Shakomas Hamelech Mitzvah. Lama Rotsa Hakadosh Baruch Hu Kishalu Melech Mishmu Lefi Sheshalu B'Tarumis V'Loi Shalu LeKayim HaMitzvah El Lefi Shekotzu B'Shmuel Hanavi. So the Rambam says, you're right, it is a mitzvah. But there's a tzura to the mitzvah. And the way that they wanted, they didn't want this, the way they wanted a melech was, listen how they introduced it. Any guy who's running a company, this is not the way you do it. You say, you did great work, you're just, it's not a perfect fit, whatever it is.
Well, this is what they said in Shoftim. Because Shoftim is almost Milav and Milav.
They say, what, in Shoftim?
Yeah, it's almost Milav and Milav. It says, you know, Hashem actually says, you know, exactly what happened.
Right. That's what says
so
in Parsha Shoftim.
Shoftim, yeah. Yeah.
Right. Right.
No.
It says in Parsha Shoftim when they're going to ask for a king. Yeah. Rambam says if they would have asked for a king, Baldik. Rambam says what they want. They said, Shmuel, we had enough of you. Shmuel, you're old. Shmuel, you're not good for us anymore. The Akash Baruch who says to that, that's, first of all, Shmuel was okay. Mm-hmm. Second of all, it's not that you want a king to be mamed and to be Mekinus. If you would have came in and said, Shmuel, you're a Navi, great. But we want to be Mekin the Mitzvah. Akash Baruch would have said, Gevaldik. But what they say is, that, no, we want to be, we want to, we want to.
Oh.
Right. That's true. That's true. That it does say
go.
But you have to know how to read the pasuk there. Does that pasuk mean that their interest is to be like the Kol HaGoyim? or is just that we want a melech just like goyim have a melech? I mean, that's a reference to what a king is. So this is this long malbim. The malbim on these psukim in Shmuel Aleph. What? Right. So the malbim talks about three different reasons he speaks about why if there's a, he's going with the assumption like the Rambam that there is a mitzvah to be mamon melech. So in Cain, you have a real difficulty understanding all these psukim. So he says in Aleph, you see, he lists Aleph, Beis, Gimel. So, where's Abe? Yeah.
It's about 10. The first word in the
is Kavishonah.
And then go in, and then it says.
Yeah, where's the
Aleph?
Right
here.
In the
middle of the line.
I have a few
Aleph.
Ah.
Kavishonah.
Yeah, no, but that's Aleph Beis Gimel, but then I have. Beis, I have Pagmu. Oh, so let's start at the Aleph at the top. It's like five lines from the top. I think that's it. Shagam shata retziv sa'oyetir lakim lamelech. Right, what does he mean? Tziv sa'oyet, right? Hakosav hisna bezev omer, kisav ala arz v'yarashav yashavtaba, v'marta asim alay melech, v'tzolomer, ki hakomas ha-melech, hechrechi ala kibbutz v'nitzrach ma'oid, k'mo shkazav ha-choykim, sheyichas ha-melech b'kibbutz ha-midyani, k'choch, k'mividini, k'ichus ha-lev v'guf, right, Abal Chai Asher Lo Lev, right? The Melech is considered, right, the Rambam writes like this, that the Melech is the Lev Ha'am. The Melech is like a Lev of a Guf. U'kiyichas ha-metziyus el-asibah rishoni yisal, v'yomer sha-malchus yikayim b'gimel dvarim. Fine, so what's he saying? Omnam kol zeh, skip a line, kol zeh laham is asher opnei adom nisnagim kefi taluchot tatevach. Which is just fascinating to keep in perspective. That's what Parsha Shoftim is. Parsha Shoftim is a reality of, you know what, there's going to be a situation that we're not going to have Dora Midbar life. We're not going to have Be'er Miriam. We're not going to have Mon coming down for Shemayim. We're going to have reality. We're going to have, you know, agriculture. We're going to have work. We're going to have coming into Eretz Yisrael. We're going to have Kehilchos HaTeva. So then, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces, so now you should have a Melech. Now you should have a Melech. So says the Malbim, but this wasn't Nogay in the times of Shmuel. Shmuel was still working al pi nevuah, so it wasn't necessary to go to, according to the first round of the Malbim, to this Tevadika lifestyle of Melech. You were applying the different rules in a different situation, which wasn't correct. Okay, that was one shot. Beis, let's skip down all the way down to Beis, which is probably like 20 lines down. First one line is Bechaya Shmuel. Pogmu Bezebekovet Shmuel. They just insulted Shmuel. Right? He's old. Shema Yisholom es ha-melech babur mulcham ha-levad latzeis l'kras neshef. If we need it for battle, fine. So Shmuel can't go to battle. But what'd they ask? Lo haya b'zeh kol kach boz v'kolon l'shmuel. Aval heim amru t'nei lenu melech l'shofteinu. They asked for a shofet. Shmuel was the shofet at that time. What an insult. Well, he's not doing a good job? So that was the answer. Or gimo, hinei mina ha-melech m'yeh b'ech m'shnei ponim. Says third shot is like what Eitan was saying. It's kachol agoyim. We didn't want it to be al pi Torah. We want it to be We want a melech, and we want him to be like the melech of the goyim, and we want him to be civil law. We want it to be regular societal law, and that should be what is kovei, and it shouldn't be al pi Torah. So those were the three pshatim. Again, the Malbim is all on the assumption, like the Rambam, that's paskening la halacha. That what? That's paskening la halacha. There is a mitzvah to be mamon a melech. So that's where you're not going to be able to go with Rav Neuroy's pshat in Shmuel Aleph. So now you're going to have to explain away a different pshat. So that's the Tarumis. And you have one of these three pshatim of what exactly was the problem and why was it wrong for them to ask for it in that way if you're going to hold that there is a mitzvah to be mamin a melech. Fine. What is fascinating, I really find this fascinating, is that there is a famous concept in Shas, brought down four times in Shas. Baba Kama, Nidarim, Baba Basra, and Gittin. Okay? Four times in Shas, of the halacha of Dina de Malchus Adina. So the Gemara here is talking about taxes. We discussed this Gemara. This is the Davar Shem Meskavim with Kilayim Gemaras. We spoke about this a few times. So Gemara quotes from a Memra four times in Shas. Va'amar Shmu v'mochsin, and there and you could cheat the tax collectors. That's what this is the story. Like my, I don't know if you remember my father. My father, when he was moving back from Eretz Yisrael, after he lost his job fighting in the Yom Kippur War, so he lost his job in Hadassah, and he came, he had an opening in Brooklyn, and so my uncle found him this opening, and that's how he got his job there. So they were moving back, and they were overweight. So my father went to the bathroom, put on all these layers of clothing, started walking out like this. He had this like bulletproof, you know, suit on, and that's how he went on the plane. Okay, so that's this Gemara. That's where he got this from. This Gemara, the Gemara says, if you have a tax, so if you want to just wear the kilayim, wasn't checked for shatnez, you want to wear the kilayim to circumvent the tax collectors. So the Gemara says, "Stav Rishonim Meskavim Machlik is Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Shimon." Fine. So Gemara says, "How could that be?" Amar Shmuel Dina de Malchusa Dino. So Gemara frekta Kasha. Dina de Malchusa Dina. Doesn't Shmuel say Dina de Malchusa Dina? Which means what? Which means that in monetary law, not in Isra Heter, but in monetary law, whatever the government decides is Kaveya. And that's what we have to follow. And it's considered to be against Halacha if you treat the government and you do not abide by the laws of the government. That's Dina de Malchusa Dina, that's Halacha Psuka, and that's not debated. Now, that now will affect monetary law. Just as an aside, just what the caveats are that I don't want to get into great detail. There's a major machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba. And the Shach Paskin's Valach, that's not going to be applicable where it's connected the din. It's a little complicated where it's connected the din Torah. Meaning, is Dina de Malchusa Dina just where we don't have any laws about this? What if it's connected? If the Dina de Malchusa Dina is telling you now, go against the din Torah. So that's a machlokes rishayna, and that's a discussion. That's where the Shach Paskins, I believe, like the Rashba, that Dina de Malchusa Dina would not apply in that situation. Again, within monetary law, within Isser Veheter, no one gives them access and gives them credence and ability to Paskin that. But Dina de Malchusa Dina, most of these halachos, all these the laws that we follow, most of the laws that they set up for in order for us to live civilly, are not connected to dinim in Shulchan Aruch, and therefore the din is that we have to follow their new made up laws. There's an interesting Ritva in Bava Basra where this comes up on Daf Nunei. So the Ritva writes, Dina de Malchusa Dina makes a diak. I found this diak very nice. He says, the Omrim Dina de Malchusa, right? Aval Mamel Kolos Din Chodosh, Lav Dinu Achi Yaskimu Lav Kol Achi Malchusa. So this is the riot. You need checks and balances. You need a government. You can't just be a dictator that decides to change. Why? Lahachi loyamer Shmuel. Listen to this big. Dina de Malka Dina. Never said Dina de Malka Dina. It said Dina de Malchusa Dina. Means you need to have a government. You need to have a House of Representatives. You need to have checks and balances. You need to have a Dina de Malchusa Dina. And then, if it's going to be a new law, then it's going to pass. Just in terms of it has to be equal. It has to be, if there's any sense of discrimination, the Rishonim write, in any time in history, any time a king was discriminating against Jews, so that's clearly that obviously pokes a hole in the whole Din de Malchusa Dina, and we don't have to follow Din de Malchusa Dina if there's any discrimination. But any law that he applies to everyone, so that would be Din de Malchusa Dina. So listen to this. Listen to what the Radvaz says, and listen to what already the Ritva says. Sorry, I shouldn't have closed this. The Ritva says, on that diak, Din de Malchusa Dina, just unbelievable within our Gemara. We're learning a brand new sugya now. Matzim Rav Shmuel Shapirish Lisrael Chukei Amelech Sadoseim Yikach V'hu HaOmer B'Sanhedrin Kol HaOmer B'Parshas Melech Melech Mutter Bo. You realize what just happened? The Ritva and the Radvaz writes this on the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Melachim, says our Gemara that we just started with what? I'm Rabbi Yudah Mershmul, Kol Omer Parshas Melech Melech Mutter Bo. So we thought this is a machlekes. how to learn Pshat and Shmuel. Was it just to scare them? Within the Mefarshim that understand that there is a mitzvah of Melech, was that whole spiel about what he's going to have access to and what he's being able to collect, was that just Kedei La'ayim Aleihem, just to scare them in order that there should be Emes HaMalchus, which is something that's important for the mitzvah of Melech? Or it was no, it was literal and then he can get all that access? That was the Machlekes. Do we just literally read these Pesukim or not? Comes along the Ritva and Bava Basra and says, no! You misunderstood what's going on in our Gemara. Basically, it's Gevaldik. Who's the Baal HaMemra in our Gemara? Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. Kol Amar Rav Parshas Melech, Melech Mutarbo. If I would want to summarize our sugya, what am I saying over here? This is the source. Shmuel Aleph, Perek Ches, Divit Malchus Medina. It's not just a svara that Shmuel comes up with in Baba Kama, where he says, oh, the Homer Shmuel Dina the Malchus Adina. According to the Ritvash Pshat, no, this is the source. This is Dina the Malchus Adina. That's what Shmuel's saying. And it's learned out by Malchi Yisrael. It's learned out by Malchi Yisrael. That's exactly what the Pesukim and Shmuel are teaching him. Take a little, read the Pesukim literally. This is really what the Melech is going to be able to take from you. It wasn't just Kedei La'ayim Aleihem, and Avada is a mitzvah to be Mamed HaMelech like we discussed. But even within the mitzvah of being Mamed HaMelech, do we read these Pesukim literally? Do we not read the Pesukim literally? That's not the only thing that's going on in the background of a Gemara. He's introducing a brand new halacha called Dina de Malchus Adina, which means, this is not only relevant, not only do we read literally Shmuel Aleph Halach Parakes, but it's not only Nogeya to Malchi Yisrael. This is the source for everywhere in Shas that they're applying it to Malchi Akum. That Dina de Malchus Adina, now you're extrapolating from the Mishpat HaMelucha that Shmuel introduced to everyone else. Not only a literal read that's going to apply to what? To Malchi Yisrael. Now this is going to be the source, Alpidin, to Dina de Malchus Adina. Just stand by the way, just we're discussing this. How does Dina de Malchus Adina work? How does it work, Bechlau? So the Rishonim and Akotza Lakotza, how it works. Rabbi Yonah writes, the Dvar of Ram Paskins, that it works, Bezdin has a koyach, Hefker Bezdin Hefker, just like Bezdin has a koyach to be makir your nechasim in Dine Mominus, which is where we're applying Dine the Malchus Adina, they have the ability to now make you not own your nechasim. That was Psukim that granted Bezdin the koyach to be makir your nechasim. So that authority was given over to the Melech as well through Hefker Bezdin Hefker. There's a din called Dina de Malchus Adina. That's one approach. Another approach is the approach of the Rashbam. Rashbam and Bavasa says a totally different pshat. Rashbam say no. This is like a tnai and davar shabam moment, which means what? I accept the rules of where I'm going to live. So I understand when I move into this community that there's some rules over here. So that's something that I accepted. So by the fact that I accepted it, so that therefore, that's as if...
There's
what?
There's a problem there.
Mm-hmm.
What happened if I didn't have the rules change and I don't like it?
So then you have to move out. By definition, no. It's not that no one really asked you, Adi. We don't really care what you think. But I'm saying, but by definition, by you becoming a resident of Fairlawn, so you're accepting the rules.
This is not Fairlawn, you know,
2,000
years ago.
Hmm. No, this is Fairlawn. This is Fairlawn. This is Shmuel. Yeah. This is Alpidin. Why is this cop able to... Why Alpidin do I have to listen to this cop that pulls me over? Because I accept his rules. What? Because we... Mm-hmm. Because we only have this concept of Dine Mominus that my Haskama works. You have a concept of Masna Mashikos of the Torah. Right? If I don't want to take Afrosh's Chala, if I don't want to do Hagolas Kalim, you can make a Tanai as much as you want. You could accept anything as much as you want. You're not a Bailam on that. When it comes to Dine Mominus, we can stipulate our own stipulation. So Kol Tanai, the Dovashim Mominus, no kind that he has the ability to make that Tanai. Stoma, that's what the Rashbam is based on.
And if it's discriminatory against the Jews, why should that matter then?
And I accept it. And I accept it. I hear. I don't know. Maybe by definition, you know, I would never accept, you know, that obviously is not something I would accept.
Well,
I think that. No, I think it makes sense, meaning the rules that apply to the general public that make sense and are applied without discrimination is something when I move in, by definition, that I accept. If a king wants to be a nutcase and start being an anti-Semitic, by definition, that's not something that I accepted when I moved in here. I think that makes sense, the mistabr. But what is interesting is there's the Shita of the Ram. Now, this Shita of the Ram The Ran is in Nidar Madaf Chav Chesmer Aleph. He says a totally different pshat in why Dina the Malchus Adina works. And it's a big nafk min al-Aloch. This Ran is quoted often by Yeshiva Bachar and the Haredi movement in Eretz Yisrael. This is going to get a little political now. So the Ran says the reason why Dina the Malchus Adina is because it's similar to the Rashbam, but it's not because of the Haskama that we accepted. But the Ran says it's because he's letting you live here. You're in my house, so you play by my rules. You're using my property, using my roads, you're using my parks. You play by my rules. That's what the Ran says, right? That's what the Ran says. So the Ran says, based on my chiddush, Dina, the Malchus Dina doesn't apply where? In Eretz Yisrael. Now you understand where this is going, Adi? Dina Malchus Dina doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because Kiliko Oretz is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's land. What Rosh HaMemshalah can now get up and say, you want to play by my rules? You want to say, this is not your land, you're not inviting me here. My ancestors were here before him, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who brought us in here, and it's his land. You don't own this land, and no melech should ever think that he owns this land. That's the difference between a melech in America and a melech in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Ran says I'll be din. The Ran says there's no din of Malchus Adina in Eretz Yisrael. What?
Not that everywhere.
What? Right. I guess the Ran specifically going on the Pasuk. No, the Ran specifically makes a distinction. What does he say? Shalom mitzvah tamelach God's about says the dafka b'malchi of the chum b'amr dinim elchus dinim b'tei she'eret shalom yachalom lehem im lo satsu mitzvah sagarash es chaymen aser ha'malchi Yisrael. No, in Mestama it means the melchi Yisrael, melchi akum don't care. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. It's not because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's because Kol Yisrael Shutvin in Eretz Yisrael. Everyone has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't have more of a chelik. That was wrong. Fine. So that was what the Ran says. Since in Eretz Yisrael, we're all Shutvin, so therefore, Dina Malchus Adina doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael. So I just want to, first of all, Rav Schechter, whenever he speaks about Dina Malchus Adina, he quotes this Ran, and this is a famous Ran. And the Ran says, and he says, first of all, right, there are a few different opinions of Dina Malchus Adina. Before the Ran, it wasn't about playing by the rules in the Melech land. There's Hefker Bezdin Hefker of the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Dvar Avram, right? There's the Rashbam that we were Makabal on ourselves based on that. So there are a few different Rishonim. Rav Schechter likes to point out is that although this is famous politically, this Ran is not even brought in Shulchan Aruch. So it's not even a Deya that's brought in Shulchan Aruch, which is an interesting. So just to start around walking around, Dina Malchus Adina doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael, that's what the Ran says. It's true. There are some Rishonim that said it, not MS. But Rav Schechter likes to quote that it didn't even make the books in Eretz Yisrael. My Ara is that Lefivis Ritva and this Ritvaz that we just quoted, it's also not shot in this Gemara. Clearly the Ran couldn't have learnt like them in our Gemara. Again, why? What did they say? Shmuel is the Bala Memra in our Gemara, which means what? We link our Gemara, Kol Omer Babarshas Melech, Melech Mutterbo. That is the source of Shmuel's Halach in the four places of Shas of what? Of Dina de Malchus Adina, which means what? The source of Dina de Malchus Adina comes from where? Comes from Malchei Yisrael. Comes from the Pesukim in Shmuel. How can you say that Dina de Malchus Adina doesn't apply to Malchei Yisrael? That's the Pesukim that Shmuel is talking about. Clearly, the Ran divorced our sugya entirely from Dina de Malchus Adina. Learned like we started off the Gemara. It's a Zaytik Machloikas. How to learn the Pesukim in Shmuel. And you have to have Machloikas Tanoim whether or not there's a mitzvah to be Mamed HaMelech or not. But if you accept the Ritvan, the Radvaz, like we suggested, that this is Shmuel Lishitosa, which is the Geshmak of Shat, Shmuel here, and it's Shmuel in the other four places in Shat, even though no one Beferish links them, but it happens to be Gevaldik, that it's Shmuel and Shmuel, so the Memela, you can't, not only is it not accepted in Shulchan Aruch, you can't say like the Ran, because it's not just the word that Dina de Malchus Adina also applies to Klal Yisrael, to Malchi Yisrael, it's the source for Dina de Malchus Adina, because Kol HaOmer Parshas Melech, Melech Mutter Bo.